Look, folks, there are all kinds of statistics. We could look at statistics if you want. We could pull out all the statistics and look at crime rates, rates of payment, rates of education, rates of staying married or dad in the home or whatever you want. We could pull out all these statistics, and there's a couple different ways to interpret those statistics. You could look at those statistics and say, well, it's obvious that white people are just tormenting, you know, everyone else and just holding everyone else back. And this is racism. Or you could look at it and say, hey, there's some cultural problems over here that need to be addressed with the Word of God. Christ is the answer. What was the question? Doesn't matter what the question was. Christ is the answer. And so, look, don't even try to paint me as some kind of a racist or something, because the whole sermon is about how all nationalities are equal and it's foolish to divide on race. What we ought to divide on is Christian and non-Christian. That's the division. Amen. You know, when God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, he wasn't talking to white people. Right. He wasn't talking to black people. When he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, he was talking to Christians. He was talking about separating from non-Christians. Right. That's how we ought to see the world. We ought to see the world as Christian or non-Christian. And so look, if you have the black man with Christ, he's my brother. Right. White man without Christ, not my brother. Right. Yep. That's how I see the world. And look, I look at black man, red man, brown man with Christ, and I see him succeeding, raising family, doing well, serving God, being a blessing to himself and his family and the community. But when we see a godless culture, it doesn't matter if it's red, yellow, black, or white. If it's a godless culture, that's where we see wickedness. Because we could point to white savages as well. And white horrific cultures as well. And so the conclusion is this. Forget race. It doesn't matter. Being in Christ is what matters. Christian culture is superior to all other cultures. So yes, Western culture is superior because it's based on Christianity. There, I said it. Non-Christian cultures are inferior because of a lack of Christ. Amen. That should be obvious to any Bible-believing Christian. Yep. And so I'm not a white supremacist. I'm a Christ supremacist. That's good. All right, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.